discussion of the budget of the Higher College and the Southwest College for the Deaf, we will close this budget hearing. Okay. So I'm going to call our regular meeting to order, and Mr. Beck has agreed to give us our invocation for the day.
Well, thank you so much for today. Thank you for this opportunity to come together for the betterment of Howard College and Howard County. Or just, I just pray that our everything we think, say, and do will honor and glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Okay. Down to our recognition of guests. We have so many regular people here. I don't see any guests.
No, sir.
So, therefore, we'll move on to our regular items. The first item is routine matters. You've had a chance to go through the minutes of the regular meeting on June 26th.
Communication to the board.
Oh, at this time, I'm sorry about that. This time, the board will hear comments and questions of individuals who have not requested a specific place on the agenda and want to address the board. Does anyone want to do that? Okay. Since there's no one, we will move on to our regular meeting. The first one is a routine matter. You've had a chance to read the minutes of the regular meeting here on the 26th of 2023 and executive session, budget, workshop, and special meeting on August 14th and the tax hearing on the 21st. Of 2023, financials, monthly report, personnel matters, and internal audit report. If there are any questions or comments on that, I would entertain a motion to approve those.
So moved.
Have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. No unfinished business, therefore we'll move on to a new business, which is visiting in future directions. Adoption of the annual budget for our college in 2023-2024.
All right. Mr. Chairman, I'm going to, as far as the process, you all have, of course, you've had a budget workshop, you've had your hearing, and so there's been a lot of activity over the last few weeks. But to just kind of give you an overview of where we are, you have mainly been looking at the unrestricted budget up until this point because that's the one that you can really, there's more opportunity as far as the budgeting process restricted, of course, is restricted for various reasons. And so, and then the retirement of indebtedness section of the budget relates to our bond. So as far as the total budget, the district total budget, all budgets, from all the different campuses to include the parts that I just mentioned, the district total budget would be $63.3 million as compared to last year's $59.5 million, which is an increase of about $3.8 million. And that positive variance is mainly due to fund balance projects, the HBA funding for the year, and the increases in taxes plus tuition and fees and transfers, but everything nets out. The Big Spring, San Angelo, and SWID budgets were all impacted by the significant increase in property insurance. Was right at, when it was all said and done, about $500,000. And we did build in a slight increase in the property amount as we anticipate the inclusion of the plumbing and electrical lab in San Angelo, as well as the auto liability due to the new buses that are coming in and the SWID bus that we will be getting, as well as the pickup for the SWID campus. Would remind you that the brick and mortar and insurance costs for the La Mesa campus is covered by Dawson County. When you look at the unrestricted budgets, then, again, that's the part that we've really been focusing on over the last few weeks, and you look at it by campus, you will note, as we discussed in the workshop, that the Big Spring campus, we had some carryover projects, three from this last year or the year before, projects that for various reasons could not be completed. That would be the mobile home, for the rodeo arena, the buses that we couldn't get in the same fiscal year, the transformers that we've been trying to get someone to bid on for several years now, and then some 8 new projects. We also, as a result of the workshop, we did increase the budget to address the tax levy that you wanted to propose and consider. And then also, as you will remember, we discussed what was happening with our San Angelo budget and the fact that we really needed to look at out-of-district tuition. At the workshop, I had mentioned that we were looking at $10, but that wanted the opportunity to continue that conversation, which we did. And so we're going to be recommending a $20 increase per semester credit hour for out-of-district tuition in spring of 2024. So that would also then we do have some out-of-district students for the Big Spring campus, but not to the degree that our La Mesa and our San Angelo campuses would have, as well as our SWID campus. But our SWID campus is a little unique in that the students from the state of Texas have waivers. So the Big Spring campus is going to reflect that conversation that we had at the workshop. The La Mesa campus, basically, that is a balanced budget. We're not pulling anything out of fund balance. Big Spring campus, we are, to do those projects. We did put some money in the La Mesa campus for some major R&M, in particular to include replacement of the front doors. That's something that we've been needing to do. I would make comment that the La Mesa, the Dawson County, they're super about addressing things in that building, but that is something that we feel like that would be appropriate for us to do. So we've got those monies allocated for that purpose. Our San Angelo campus, again, all these budgets are balanced, except we're going in with planned deficits for the Big Spring campus and then also the San Angelo campus. And the San Angelo campus, we only have one fund balance project, and that is debt retirement. Other than that, the budget was balanced. Again, already mentioned the tuition increase to address the needs that we have for our San Angelo campus. When you move to the SWID campus, then it is also a planned deficit, and we have a one carryover project. That's the joint sealant project, but we have other new projects that are a part of the planned deficit that we would be utilizing fund balance excess to be able to do that. In particular, we are going to be looking at the dental lab technology and restroom renovation projects. And we had actually submitted the dorm restroom renovation project as part of our legislative appropriation request. It was not funded, but we feel that it's important because our students that are living on our SWID campus, they're mainly living with us. They're in the dorms, and we want to make sure that we have the best situation that we can for our students, as well as the dental lab technology program. It needs some upgrading. So the district then, when you look at just the unrestricted budget that we've been talking about, mainly in the workshop as well as the hearing, the district unrestricted budget without internal transfers is right at $44 million as compared to $39.8 million last year. Again, that's a positive variance of a plus $4.3 million. And that's the fund balance adjustments for special projects that represents a deficit budget of 5.6 for the district. This is the Big Spring, San Angelo, and SWID projects. If you break that down and you look at the Howard College unrestricted budget, because the SWID budget is separate and apart, it's 38.7 as compared to last year, it was 35, but again, planned deficit due to the fund balance expenditures for the Big Spring and San Angelo campuses. SWID, the unrestricted budget, is finalized at 5.5, as compared to 4.2, a positive variance from last year of 1.3. The SWID budget is a deficit, a planned deficit budget of 1.6. So those are the, that's kind of a quick and dirty of the budget, budgets. If you have any questions, I'll try to answer them.
Any questions or discussions on this budget? I'd entertain a motion to adopt a 2023-2024 budget for Higher College and for SWID as presented.
So moved.
Motion to have a second?
Second.
I have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is the adoption of the tax rate.
All right. As you know, as a part of the Big Spring budget, then you also have to consider what the tax rate will be. And as a part of the process, you looked at an increase in levy for the Big Spring budget. And we had the hearing last Monday to address that. So when you look at what is being recommended, then you are going down the path of a total tax rate of 0.154789, which is effectively a 5.3% increase in the tax rate. You actually will look at the tax rate separately. You will look at the debt rate, which again is required basically to cover the cost of the bond, and that's 0.014151. For the maintenance and operation rate, it is a 0.140638, and that would, again, that increases levy. That's officially about a 6% increase in M&O and would raise taxes for maintenance and operations on a $100,000 home by approximately 7.79, although it's actually a decrease of $11.30, but the way that the way you have to put it in the paper, that's the way it reads. And so so your vote or your motions, you'll need to do one on the total tax rate, you'll need to do one on the debt rate, and then you'll need to do one on M&O. You choose to go with those rates. And the budget has been prepared based on the way y'all have discussed the workout.
All right. I think we've all gone over this quite extensively in our workshop, and I need a motion worded exactly as it's presented. Do I have a motion?
I move that we do it exactly as presented.
Okay, you have a motion. Do you have a second?
Second.
I have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries for the tax rate. Adoption of the tax debt tax rate of 0.014151 for 2023. Do I have a motion to approve that?
I move.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now we're on to move to adopt a maintenance and operating rate of 0.140638 for 2023 tax year. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Have a motion to have a second?
Second.
Have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right. Now we're down to alumni and donor newsletters.
All right. This has been a long time coming. We've been working on this for a while. We give credit to Brenda Kay. She pulled it together, made it happen. And so this is our inaugural alumni and donor newsletter. And in both of you have a copy of it. We will have some printed. And we wanted you all to see the first glimpse of it. And we'll be getting probably about 100 copies printed. So tried to represent the entire college district, all the campuses. And the game plan is that we will have one of these in both the, basically covering the spring semester, which is what this one does, and then at the conclusion of the fall semester, we'll come back in the spring and we'll have a newsletter that will reflect that particular time period. You'll notice in the document that we're also trying to encourage alumni to participate, join the alumni group, volunteer, just again anything that they might have an interest in, as well as it gives an opportunity for our donors. People are listed. We're trying to do it in such a way that it'll cover a certain time frame so that we can keep up with it, and in the event that we miss someone, we have a little disclaimer at the bottom of the page saying that, you know, if we miss somebody, that we'll make sure that we put it in the next newsletter. So again, this is I'm very excited about what Brenda Kay, and I want to give credit to Cindy Smith and Mick Sudano. We have some outstanding people who put this together. They always put on a great look, and so it turned out really great. We had a lot of people reading it. Just like any document, I'm sure that as soon as we print it, we'll find the typo. But we're real pleased with it, and we think it'll get better and better.
That's pretty cool.
Excellent.
Very good work.
Way overdue, way needed. This is going to help Howard College and the community keep it in the front of people's minds. It really will.
Thank you.
Very good work. I agree with you.
Yeah, we're proud of it.
All right. Moving on, we're going to our big screen campus items, which first one is the land lease and Delek Refinery Rodeo Arena.
Yes, sir. As you know, we have for many, many years have had a lease with the, of course, it's been different names through the years, but now it's the Delek Refinery. To all of us in Howard County, it's Big Spring Refinery. But we have leased land for them for multiple and that allows us to have our rodeo arena out there. And it's time for that lease to be re-upped. We've been working with their attorney, well, the local leadership as well, then their attorneys, and then our attorneys and our insurance agent, and we're going back and forth. There's a couple of little last steps between the what our attorney and the insurance agent are suggesting that we have in there. We're just waiting, and unless Steve heard something back this morning, we don't have a response. Okay, so we don't have an answer yet. If you are comfortable with giving me the authority to go forward with that, once it is the lawyers and everybody's good with it on our side, then we can go forward with it. And basically what it boils down to is $10. We pay them $10, isn't that right? $10 a year. And it's a 30-year lease. And then after 30 years, it's renewable in five. And so it's a great lease for us, gives us an opportunity. Our arena's out there. We have some people that have been interested in helping us improve the arena, but we, of course, wanted to get the lease upgraded or renewed, upgraded, I guess you could say. And so just those last little touches. So if you're comfortable with that, if you're not, we can bring it back to the next meeting. But if you're comfortable with, once our attorney and insurance person says we're good, then we can move forward. So it's up to you how you want to handle that.
Anybody uncomfortable with it?
So move that we give you the authority to finish it.
Okay.
Have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very
Resolution
much.
For the G.C. Broughton Foundation.
All right. As you know, we are nearing the completion of the library, which we're all very, very excited about. Terry will make give you an update on it in just a few minutes. But as we began to get ready for the ribbon cutting, which will be on the 21st of this month, then
the 21st of this is August.
Oh, sorry, September. Yeah, my mind's already in September. So we will want to present some resolutions that day. And so this one in particular is for the G.C. Broughton Foundation. I can read it if you'd like for me to. If not, we'll just get you to approve it. And Mr. Chairman, the Maria Hogue one that follows it, again, both of these would relate to the opening of the for the ribbon cutting presentations of the ribbon cutting that day.
I think we're all pretty familiar with them after signing them, so therefore I would entertain a motion to approve a resolution for the Broughton Foundation and the Maria Hogue Estate resolution. Have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. Approved.
Thank you, sir.
Nothing for La Mesa San Angelo resolution.
Yes, sir. So we also have a resolution on our San Angelo, actually a couple, separate focus. The first one is for the Lowe's Gable Grant Award. As you all know, we are very fortunate to have received a $400,000 grant from the Lowe's Foundation. It's called a Gable Grant. And on the 14th of September, we're going to be having a groundbreaking ceremony in San Angelo, and so we wanted to be able to present something. It'll probably be to the local Lowe's people. We've reached out to see if anybody from the corporate office could come, and they can't make it for this particular groundbreaking, but we wanted to go ahead and do that officially since we're working with the San Angelo community in fundraising. We continue to do that. So I'd like for you to accept that or consider that resolution and approve it.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve that resolution?
So moved.
Motion to have a second. Okay. I have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution for Nita Brown.
All right. Nita Brown is one of our faculty members who has retired on the San Angelo campus and would like you to approve this resolution for presentation to Nita.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Have a motion. Have a second.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries also. SWID. Nothing there. Performance and measure outcomes. Excess.
All right. So on the agenda, we, as far as official enrollment and contact hours for summer 1 and 2 and the official enrollment and contact hours for quarter 3, we share this information from this summer. As you all know, we've always in the past, when we've talked enrollment or contact hours, that was the thing. It was the only thing that really mattered. And it's not that it doesn't matter still, but quite frankly, when we're looking at enrollment and contact hour numbers, it just doesn't have the same meaning anymore. But it does make sense to keep sharing that information with you. We are in the process of we're going to be determining exactly what kinds of metrics or reports we're going to be making to you that will relate to how we're funded. As you well know, House of Lake has changed all of that up. But to look at what happened over the summer, when you look at the campuses, we did see overall for summer 1, we did see a decrease in enrollment, summer one. It varied by the campus, and 2% for Big Spring, La Mesa was flat, San Angelo was 7%, SWID was 27%, but that was 3 students, so those numbers always sound large for SWID. Contact hour comparison, we would see a decrease overall of about 17% as far as what the students, as far as what they were taking. But again, that matters differently because what matters now is how they're completing and what they're doing. When you look at summer two, then you see a different picture. You see an increase in enrollment for each of the campuses. So, you know, your comparison is different there. Your contact hours, same thing. It's just a different scenario when you look at that.
Is there a reason why summer one was down and summer two was up? Does it have to do with what was offered or just the luck of the draw?
People want to take vacations.
I do know, because I looked at that, by the summer two increase, we had a substantial increase in our online A&P 2 numbers, the second course in anatomy and physiology, and then also our biology numbers were up summer two. So it could be RN courses changed a little bit. I can't remember exactly why they were offered. And it also just depends on the start date fall.
It's the luck of the draw a little bit.
It is, and it's just sometimes, you know, people try to get into nursing school, or not just nursing school, but our health profession, there's influx of those that need that A&P the second semester, and I don't know if well in the regular term, so that is a good
thing. I mean, nothing drastic.
No.
Okay. Then when you look at our quarter three, again, this would have mattered a lot in years past. It matters now just for us to see how students, you know, what is happening with headcount. But when you're looking at our quarters, this is where it really brings in workforce training, and in particular, we're looking at what's happening at the FCI. And so you can see, when you look at these numbers, that we've had a significant increase in headcount, contact hours, relative to workforce training. And that's where, as you get significant increase, and you hopefully will see a return on significant completions. And so that's the kind of thing that we will be working on. It'll just be a different focus and approach. But obviously, we have to have students to work with in order for them to be complete, and so it is a good thing when you have enrollment increasing and contact hours increasing because you have more opportunity for those completions. So that lets you see what's happening. As you know, we have the scenario with the FCI campus. That we really, as far as the completions out there, it's based on the way that it's working with this new formula. It is not working to show completions at the FCI. So we are in conversations with them, trying to revamp that entire approach, and you'll be hearing more about that. So that's kind of an overview of enrollment and contact hours.
Next item is student success, and I've got something I need to mention. I don't know if this is the right place to do it or not.
Okay.
But I go to quite a few doctors in San Angelo.
Uh-huh.
In the nursing program. One nurse there was an LVN that had graduated from our college. But she comes to Big Spring to go to the nursing school, and she's fixing to start her LVN, or RN, if she hasn't already. But she's coming here because there's more variety of experience at the different hospitals, whereas there's nothing but Shannon down in San Angelo.
Hmm.
So that's just something I think we need to look at.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Okay, that's all I have to say. Okay, the success.
Well, and let me just to kind of make a comment about that, it's really an opportunity for our students, particularly in the health professions, that they have the chance to get into the allied health programs on either of the Big Spring or the San Angelo campus. And we're also working on an EMT opportunity for La Mesa. And so that is something when we have health profession students expressing an interest, you know, obviously if they're place-bound, then they have a tendency to want to get into that particular program wherever it's located. And so the different campuses approach what their, you know, the programs. For example, we do have LVN on both campuses. We have ADN on both campuses. But then some of the other health professions programs, we do not. And so the students sometimes will apply for more than one program trying to get in. These things are so competitive. And appreciate that information. You never know.
Yeah, she's just looking for more information because we've got the Stanton Hospital, I mean, so she can go to, that the students here get a chance to go to and experience all the different hospitals. Mm-hmm. Then she was, that's where she drives all the way from San Angelo to here to go to the mm-hmm. program instead of going to the one in San Angelo.
Interesting.
So it's just a little food for thought.
Sure.
Okay. Anything else from Susan Seth? Maybe I screwed that up.
No, you didn't. No, you're good. No, sir.
No, nothing on that. Community Workforce Development.
Nothing to report?
Nothing there. Excellent. Performance excellent.
Okay. Quarterly investment report. It's the month for the investment report to be reviewed. You had an opportunity. It was shared in Board Book. If you have any questions, Miranda and Steve can answer any questions you might have. Otherwise, it's just an informational item that we...
Any questions there? Okay, we'll move on to our next item, which is purchasing periodic moving services, RFP.
All right. In this section, we have actually three different RFP matters. The first one is periodic moving services. You see that RFP. You see that we, and Steve can certainly answer any questions, but RFPs were sent to all these different entities or businesses. We only had one that replied, and that's West Texas Master Mover. One of the reasons that we wanted to get a periodic moving service kind of RFPs or person that we could work with, company we could work with, is because we're going to be doing a lot of moving back and forth of buildings and we find ourselves having to use those services quite a bit in this particular year. We really will with what's happening with moving the library back in, moving the music building back in, and then there will be other reasons as well. And so we only had the one. We've used these people before, and we're ready to recommend them, even though they were the only one that submitted. We do have these others that were given a chance. Anything else you'd say, Steve, about that?
Just echo what you said. They're the ones that are thinking of calling to work with that down. They're the ones that moved the library out, need to do it now. And so maintenance was really pleased to have all the ones that responded. They responded because they worked with them before and knew what they could do.
I was wondering about that. They knew what they should get into. So, especially with that Coliseum floor. All right. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go on and take all three of these at once. So, authority to purchase a rodeo trailer.
Okay. All right. So, we're in the process again. We've been working the lease as well as, trying to get the Delek lease in place so that we can have that. And then at the same time, last year we had in the delay on getting the trailer, we wanted to get the Delek lease in place before we move forward with any kind of property improvement. And so we are in motion as far as the trailer. We have people looking at are interested in submitting information. And in the event that you are comfortable, we can move forward with that. That's the money that was in the budget last year that we did not expend, and that was one of the ones that transferred over into this year's budget and is a part of the fund balance that we're pulling out, pulling back out. And so if you are willing to give authority on that, we can move forward with that. And these are the companies that are interested in that project.
Okay, let's go ahead and go with authority to secure a vending machine too.
Okay, all right. So on that one, same deal. We are working with the vending machines. You want to kind of explain what's going on with that?
Sure. Well, we have vending services on this campus, both back in Germany as well as vending services back in Germany. Tried to get in several months ago for financial backup for Lamita, but nobody was interested in vending services. I think maybe weren't exactly what they were several years ago because people bring their own bottled water and all that. The library is wanting to create an area for students with vending little area so they can come and hang out. And so we were looking at getting vending machines in there. And it's just kind of number one that we did what we had on this campus. We did San Angelo several months ago. And so vending for this campus and Swift campus, it went out to air, went out to Friday the 25th of August and Sunday the 27th of August, and they closed on Tuesday, September the 12th at 2 p.m. So we're hoping that we will get somebody. It'd be great if we could get the guy from San Angelo that already does it, but I don't know who's going to send in or what kind of responses we'll get. Might find somebody doing that. I don't know. We'll see. But that's what it's about. Yep. And so they'll be placed on this campus.
Thanks, Steve. If you're comfortable with it, give a story for them to do this and approve the Item A, I'd entertain a motion to approve all three of these.
So moved.
I have a motion to have a second.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thanks, Steve. Handbook catalog changes.
Okay. On your handbook and catalog changes, basically just the annual updating of the salary schedules. And then I also mentioned the tuition update that would result in a $20 increase per credit hour for out-of-district tuition effective spring of 2024 for out-of-district students. So need your approval to move forward with that.
Any discussion or questions?
Do we have an idea how much money that will bring in?
We do. That was a part of the budget. I'd have to go back and look what that increase would be. Let me find it. It's going to be let me find my budget recaps and I can tell you. There we go. For the San Angelo campus, it was about $117,010, so it's double that for the San Angelo campus, so about $230,000, that would be the increase for the San Angelo campus. And for the Big Spring campus, I think it ended up being about $25,000. Does that sound, am I sounding? 55, that's right, it doubled it, yeah. And so, and then on the La Mesa campus, it didn't bring much more. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
This primarily is is going to impact San Angelo.
Exactly. That was the intent, to try to increase the revenue for the San Angelo campus. Because that on our San Angelo campus, we just don't have all the revenue streams to work with.
All right. Need a motion to approve these changes.
So moved.
Have a motion and a second? Have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. On to the annual review of investment policy.
Okay. This is, again, another one of those annual requirements. And we also, what happens is our investment officers, which are Brenda and Steve and Jeannie, they review all of the investment policy information, the policy and the strategy. They look to see if there's any Public Funds Investment Act changes that came out of the legislative session. There were none. And so after that review, since there are no changes to recommend, then they are recommending that you simply reaffirm the existing policy. And by doing that today, you're doing the review as well as then you would reaffirm the current policy.
Okay. Have a motion to approve this? Have a motion to have a second?
Second.
Have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Audit report services. Audit services.
It is hard to believe, but it is time to start thinking about our audit, our annual audit. And we are recommending the continued arrangement with Logan Thompson and Johnson being our lead firm. James with Lee Reynolds and Welch has a local assisting role, but they take the lead, and we recommend that appointment.
They've done a good job over the years. Need a motion to approve them.
So moved.
Have a motion to have a second?
Second.
Have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Construction renovation projects.
Okay.
Library.
On this particular item, Terry will give an update. Fabian may want to also provide update on what's going on that he's working on relative to the buildings. But before we have them do that, I wanted to give you an update on the practice room name. At the last meeting, I had mentioned that we were still working on the names for the practice room. As you know, you did name the building and you named the rehearsal hall, the Hannah Studio, the classroom. But we were still working with the donor on the individual practice rooms. And so we thought we had all seven. We have one that is, we're still in the process of having to complete. But these names represent ladies that were very involved during the 50s, 60s, that were teaching piano students all over Howard County. There was a very active piano guild. The piano guild used to have all of its recitals and its guild, whatever they call them. Whenever they double four guild, anyway, they would have the. I was not a piano student, as you can tell. And so anyway, they used our building for those purposes, and the ladies then that she wants to make sure that are recognized, Mrs. Mildred Jarrett, Mrs. Mary Louise Barnes, Mrs. Patricia Iden, Mrs. Sally Wilson, Mrs. Nora Hambrick, Mrs. Ann Hauser, and guild judges. And then there's one lady we thought we'd found her, and we're literally going back and looking. We're doing obituary searches. I mean, it's a pretty massive search. We've got several people working on it. But we thought we'd found this particular one, and it was not the right one. And so wanted to let you know those names are in place, and we're working on that seventh one, and we'll get it done.
Okay.
And then, so now Terry and Fabian can give an update.
Hey. Okay. I know you've seen the progress reports. I wish that I could tell you that we were where we wanted to be today. We're getting really, really close on the music. In fact, we had a punch list walkthrough last Thursday. Music building showed well. We did identify a few areas that needed a little more attention, and so those areas have been noted and marked, and Phil has sent out a document listing those things, and so J.C. Roberts has begun already working on those things. None of them which are all that significant, but the details do take time to clean up. And I was over there this morning, and I would say that some of that work is already done, because I think that worked at the weekend. Matter of fact, I know that. The library, on the other hand, I'm getting concerned about the library because we do have a open house or a dedication planned September 21st. That's not very far. When I go over there, and while I know I can see the massive amount of work that has been done, there's still some loose ends over there that's going to take time. And my instruction to J.C. Roberts was, and this was from several months ago, at any point in time, if you ever know that we're not going to make that September 21 day, let me know. They have not. So the last time I spoke with David Sheldon, who's project superintendent, project manager on that job, he told me that it would be in time for us to move in. A lot of our furniture for both buildings, and some of it's already been received. We talked to Dr. Burgess just a moment ago. We've got an install plan for September 5th on part of the furniture. So we are going to go. We're going to keep forging ahead. And I contacted the architect on the library, Brandon Gunn from Park Hill, and this morning, and I told him that at this point we still don't have lights that we can turn on in the building. We had a punch list walkthrough scheduled for this Thursday. Brandon, as I expected, said if we can't turn the lights on, we can't do the walkthrough. It's just too dark in there. So that's the good and the bad. A lot of work has been done. There are still things to be completed. And, I noticed on the agenda it mentioned change orders. Dr. Sparks, I just received, and you knew about this, we spoke at the last week, but the change order to add an electrical outlet in the IT closet, which somehow was missed. The IT guys pointed that out to me last week, and it's a small amount of money, so it'd be something that we can internally. But some of that IT Cat6 wiring has already been put in place. They'll be bringing fiber over, and relocating the switch in that building, and all that work is on the side. All that work has already been completed in the music building, except for bringing that they've got to run the fiber connection. It's already to the building. We've just got to get from where it's terminated right now up into the IT closet, which is just like a couple hours.
What's holding up the lighting?
What about it?
What's holding up the lighting?
Well, I wish I could tell you for sure. I do know that there have been some material delivery delays. The ground lights have been here since May. They were put up, I have to look back at my records, but I think they were put up last week or maybe the end of the week before. And I've roughly counted the electrical boxes on the ceiling, and it's right at 100. And there's about 24, I think, and they're really quite large round lights. In diameter, I'm sure they're at least 4 feet. I think they're going to be really striking and really pretty in there.
Mm-hmm.
They are now hung and installed. They're not able to turn them on yet. The balance of the fixtures, which is approximately 75, maybe 76 fixtures, are linear, straight line fixtures that are interspersed in between the round and then in some of the areas around the big round. The small rooms, all of them, all the ceilings, ceiling tiles in, those light fixtures are in. I have not seen those turned on yet, so I think probably still some wiring to be done.
Probably just not getting into the breaker boxes.
Probably so.
Okay.
And maybe switch lanes.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not getting a lot of information. I dig and plug and ask, and I'm not. It's been
Okay. Somebody's not getting power to light. That's about the size of it. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
And then Fabian will have some updates as well.
Sure. Not much of an update for me. I think I told you guys 2 weeks ago, right, we were talking about the plant that would be planted. Those have been ordered, and Mr. Johansson will keep them. And one of his greenhouses over there, so it's kind of a plant, is cooling down outside. And the plan is to start planting all those grasses, bushes, and trees September 18th. Last week, we did have CSI Lubbock here, and they were starting to run all the cabling for the access controls and camera. I know that we need to have library, at least the access controls up and running before the dedication so that everyone can have means of entering that building or staff.
I might add that last week we had a meeting of all those involved in the buildings. We have different meetings to focus on the individual meetings as far as what we need to do. Kind of have a game plan on the moving in for the library and trying to work on some different spaces that we would move into first. And so we're just trying to, we're lined up and ready. And furniture, and you know, we're ready to go. We're gonna be pushing, but we're gonna get it done.
You said the security systems and things are up.
No, they're not up. They began the installation of everything, which was running cable.
Okay, Rick said that's gonna be dependent on the same thing that Terry's worried about, if getting electricity to them.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, all of that tied in that network switch.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Student Information System Project.
Okay. All right. I know y'all heard from Eric and Amy and Brian probably a couple weeks ago, but we're hot in the middle of it. So Eric, come on up, and Amy, and where's Brian? There he is. To give the board an update. There's lots happening.
Yeah, registration, I think it's kind of ended for now. Continuing integration, working with Herring Bank on our bill cards and ID card system. Then finishing up integration with EAB and all the third-party softwares. Just moving more and more of our day-to-day operations, recording, and trying to, Rebecca's been working on starting to test out their reports and fixing small data issues. Yeah, to work out issues, and then billing and financial aid are getting ready for their census day, where they roll aid, and
things are going well. I know that the people that are helping us on the census greeting, thank you, like so well, they're responding quick, fast, because they know that we're in the thick of it. We need their help now, you know, but we need help. So I think these things are starting to come together. I think the things we're finding, that either missing data or things aren't working, our people are able to fix that quickly, or if they learn it, they're knowing at least what to tell, dreaming technology, or what to fix. So I think, I know, and I don't have to work on that end, or if you don't want me working on that end, but so I know that it's very complicated, but I feel like we're maybe headed in the right place. The state reporting does make me nervous, just because that is, there's nothing that has to be right, and so I'm very anxious for that to be worked out and make sure everything is done smoothly there.
Brian, anything you would add?
I think what census day after that, we're trying to move less off of Poise and more into Canada, the big day for the census.
It's the first week in September. It's kind of the final cutover to Tracy, who's the lead from 3D technology for our version. That's the day that he wanted to say, this is going to be our final data pull from Poise, convert it, and then Boys will still be in the background for historical purposes. We have all this historical data as well in camp, but it will no longer be back and forth.
But
it'll
be a pretty big day, I think.
Yeah, it'll be a big day. It's a big deal. Okay?
All right. Great. Thank you. I hope we understand that. All right. Next item, President's Report.
All right. Mr. Chairman, I think I can, if you want me to.
Take to the end, please.
Take you to the end. I want to just say right here, I think it's very obvious. These folks out here doing an amazing job. I mean, everybody out there is involved in doing incredible work. And then there are a lot of people in offices all over this college district. Everybody, I mean, there's a lot happening. And I just cannot, give them enough kudos. I mean, they're doing fantastic work. And it's just, there's just a lot happening. So every chance if you see one of them, tell them how great they are, because they are doing a fantastic job. Everyone is working really hard. As far as upcoming activities, and we've told you several of those today, but to just hit some highlights, our groundbreaking ceremony on the 14th for San Angelo for our plumbing and electrical building. We then also, Ben will, and we will be accompanying him to the CAT meeting, which will be in Fort Worth on Friday and Saturday. And Ben has, as y'all remember, you supported him in his bid to become a member of that board. And so he will be going in front of the body on the 16th. He has to give a little speech. And so he will be doing that, representing Howard College. So that will be a big weekend for Howard College. Then we have on that Sunday, we will be bringing in some of our SWID Advisory Council members. Some will be participating virtually through Zoom, but then we have a good number that will be coming on campus. So we will be hosting them for their, we're having now a fall and a spring meeting, and so they will be coming in for the fall meeting on that evening of the 17th, and then the 18th is when they'll do most of their work. We'll have the library dedication on the 21st. We've already talked about that. 10 o'clock is the appointed time, and we will continue giving you more information about that. Your next board meeting is on the 25th, and we'll have more calendar updates at that point in time. But that's essentially your calendar as far as upcoming activity. Recognitions, kind of already given some recognitions as far as all the people that are working really hard, and you talked to several of the leaders today. They're in the audience. They've been leading this charge over the last few months. So definitely want to give them recognition, and I know they're going to turn around and do the same for the people that they work with. But I also want to take the opportunity to embarrass Andrea Midland. She is the new, your title is, she's looking around. She is the new editor for the Big Spring Herald. So congratulations to Andrea. We appreciate her and excited for her. I'm not sure she's as excited as we are, but and then also on behalf of her and the Big Spring Herald staff, those folks, I think everybody that I'm talking to, I don't think it matters who I talk to, everybody is just at breakneck speed. And just a lot going on it's kind of uncanny, but Big Spring Herald is an example of that as well. They also are looking for employees. I think everybody's looking for employees. So they're shorthanded. You see a lot of them wearing several hats. I think she is doing feature stories. I don't think you're taking pictures at sporting events, but you have so far. Patrick is doing all the...
No. You don't want me to be
working. But you're helping take pictures. Yeah. So they're going everywhere. So we appreciate what they're doing. So I just thought I'd get that in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We appreciate you. Congratulations. Okay. Legislative and general updates. Well, another kudo, Brenda Claxton now is official. She is an official member of the Higher Education Coordinating Board Committee. And I tried to give her a really short term, saying that it was through January of 24, and then she corrected me. Oh, no, it's through June of 24. She liked my idea better. But the way it drew for her, her term goes through June of 2024 because they'll be rotating people. And so, anyway, we'll see how that goes. But that will be a great opportunity for Howard College. It already has been. It's been additional baggage. I use that word baggage, but overhead maybe sounds a little better than baggage. But Brenda, through the last few months, of course, with everything that's going on with budget and all that, and she has taken that on another time for the team, and it has really helped us as we have been transitioning to House Bill 8. They officially voted on House Bill 8 last week, the coordinating board, so it's now official as far as the rules. These are emergency rules that now will move into during the fall semester. They will begin the process of moving toward finalization of those rules, which is what Brenda will be a part of. So she'll be able to be listening, seeing. They'll be getting input from the field. We'll begin to see what our challenges are with some of the rules that will be brought up to the committee. So she will be in a great place for us to hear what is being recommended and what is happening. So we appreciate her taking that on. Probably the biggest challenge that we continue to see with House Bill 8 is the FAST dollars, and we are continuing to try to understand that, analyze that. Hopefully, got some information over the last few days on the FAST dollars, and so we'll keep working on that, and perhaps by September meeting, we might have some additional information for you on the FAST dollars. So that's legislative and general update. Of course, obviously general, we started our first 8 weeks, 16-week semester. There's just a lot going on, a lot of people doing a lot of great work, and so we're excited to have our students here. That's what it's all about. We've gone through Dreams Week, again, a lot of effort there, and the students, at this point, they all seem happy, so we'll see how the semester goes. All right, your conflict disclosure forms, you've already been having the opportunity to, I know Brenda Kay's been working with several of you to get those signed today. That's something that we have you do annually. That's a requirement to make sure that there is not any conflict of interest for the board with any vendors. And if you'll complete that, if you've not already done so. Board training, I've already mentioned the CAT conference and what will be happening with that. Finally, the ACCT meeting is October the 9th through the 12th, and we're working with some of you already that are planning to attend. John's not going to be able to attend. I found that out this morning, so we'll work on that. And Max, I think we just need to find out for sure what your plans are going to be. And then we can begin finalizing on all of that. All right, Mr. Chairman, that would be everything. The only thing, meeting evaluation and future agenda items, a comment that had come out of y'all's evaluation, had an opportunity to make any additional comments from any of the board members, if any kind of a specific item for an upcoming agenda, that would be the time. If there's anything you'd like for us to put on this agenda that's upcoming, we've listed what we know, anticipate in the probably the September meeting. Sometimes some of these have to be, we will move them forward to the October, the next meeting, but that would give you your opportunity to do that.
Okay.
Anybody?
Anybody got anything? No questions or comments?
Well, I'd like to just thank all the staff. All the hard work y'all did during budget, I know it's the funnest time of the year, and y'all really enjoy putting it together and staring at computers all day and figuring it all out. Thank y'all for making it easy for us to navigate through the budget and look at it, you know, on paper. Makes it easier for us to be able to look at the numbers and decide what we need to do as a board to make sure that we're making the right adjustments for the college, but not only for the college, but for the employees. So I just want to express on that to the federal.
I'd like to second or fourth that, whatever it is. We appreciate y'all so much. All right. A comment. I don't have anything to report outside of just sore all over from surgery. But with the authority granted by the governor, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you very much. We're still getting.
Can't tell with.
And is this
in the winter
semester?
Tell me. This
okay.
Is, how does the dual credit?
I was
by class is here. Class is at the high school.
That's right now.
We haven't necessarily.
I'm going to see if I can make this thing go a little faster.
Really? Already pretty much decided. There's no, I mean, so you kind of, if they want to.
Any conflict?
Yeah.
We're sorry. Your conference is ending now. Please hang up.